Previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, hello. This is Taylor Hunt, and I just witnessed a murder.
You're no cop. You're the fuckers who killed Lance.
Josh Turner Street, you goddamn gorbies. My suggestion for you goofs is to hand over... Discovery's everywhere, eh? We're coming for you.
Like I said, Master Lopri will know exactly what to do. If we want to get to him, we gotta go through the deep, dark... DeSoto National Forest.
Hey, Kevin. How do you turn this thing off?
What? Why?
Because there's a lot of sparks coming out of it. I'm getting a little worried that this whole place is just gonna catch fire.
Oh, shit! Kevin, let's go! We gotta get out of here! The UV bomb malfunctioned!
I don't understand. Ghost deer don't catch on fire!
These are real deer, you idiot!
A large forest fire still rages in the DeSoto National Forest. Firefighters and air support have been dousing the blaze for hours with little effect. Several hundred charred deer carcasses have been discovered. The National Park Service has ordered a complete evacuation as the fires continue to consume the entire park. They are also advising that campers be on the lookout for the dangerous individuals who started the blaze.
Sick fuck. Rise and shine, princess. We're on the property, about a mile out from his compound.
Believe me, I haven't been able to sleep at all. This road is too bumpy.
Only if you're a puss.
God damn it!
Really? Well, we can't slow down now. You better jack it up.
Not right now. HQ hates it when I do that in here. Let's just change the tire. Glad you're here for this, Tay. Because being a cryptozoologist isn't all about the... Glory. Sometimes...
Kev?
You gotta get dirty.
Kev, where the hell did that needle in your neck come from?
I'm not sure.
Kevin?
Tell Ninja to get off my...
What are you saying?
Oh, shit! Kevin! Are you okay? Ah!
Hey, wake up. Wake up! We've been captured! And tucked in for some reason.
Go back to sleep.
I'm not going back to sleep. I don't even know where I am. And who put these pajamas on us?
They're comfy. Who cares?
I care. Because there's nothing on underneath.
Log. Time unknown. Date unknown. I can't say where I am because I'm not too sure. Last thing I remember, we were fixing a flat tire on a dirt road, and now I'm tucked into a bed with Kevin. I thought being at a Sonic drive-thru right after watching Lance get murdered was rock bottom. Those seem like the good old times now. I can't imagine I'll be alive much longer. This smacks of serial killer.
Shut up, you baby! Can't you see that we're at Master Lopri's?
Whoa, not interrupting anything, am I?
Who the hell are you?
Calm down, Kevin. Came to check on you. And apologize for shooting you with the tranquilizer.
All right, Chris Kyle, I forgive you. Now get the hell out of here. Can you get the lights?
Come on, Kevin. We didn't come all this way just for a place to sleep.
Ugh, fine.
Thataboy, Kevin. Let's go meet with Master. I'll even give you a little tour on the way.
I don't need a tour. I used to run this place. In fact, it looks like you need a tour.
Lots changed.
Other than being a lot more boring around here, what else has changed?
Boring? This place is equipped with the latest technological advances in cryptozoology discovery.
What's with the spa music?
He's going through an Asian thing. Though not a specific culture, taking a more all-around approach. It's pretty racist.
I already regret asking this, but what is that?
Ah, perfect timing. That's a warbling class in session. Lucky us.
A warbling class, huh? Let's see what they got.
As you wish.
At ease, men!
It's like you're building an army.
It's a resistance. We have a special guest here today. You all know his legend. Please give your attention to the great Kevin Weathers.
Yeah. I'm the great Kevin Weathers. No big D. Well, kind of a big D. But I'm just like you. I worked really hard, and I perfected my warble. Who here has the best warble?
Well, that would be me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, not only do I have the best warble in this class, I have the best warble in this room.
That's impossible. Kevin's in this room.
Oh, I know.
You saying you could out-warble the Kev?
No, I'm saying I can out everything you.
The Kev will run cryptozoology laps around you, son. You have no idea who you're talking to. And as a matter of fact, Kevin has no idea who Kevin's talking to. What did you say your name was?
My name is Dick.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
But yeah, what was your name?
Daryl. Master Lopri's star student.
Kevin is Master Lopri's star student.
At one point that was true, but not anymore. I'm the big D on the compound now.
Yeah? Then prove it.
Oh, jeez. God damn it. That's like two frogmen stacked on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. Now you gonna help me put it away? This room look familiar?
Hell yeah. This is the Kev Cave. My very first HQ.
Was your HQ. Now it's my bathroom.
Oh, that's it. Where's Master Lopri? I want to see him right now.
Follow me. Alright guys, this is Master Lopri's quarters. And remember, he's balls deep in this Asian thing, so... no shoes. Ooh, Kevin. Maybe you should keep those on. Now stand back. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Master Lopri.
Kevin Weathers, is that you? Good to see you, old friend. It's been a long time. And Lance? Wow, how you have grown.
Oh, no, actually, my name's Taylor. I write for the Gator Gazette. I'm doing a piece on Kevin.
Oh, well. I don't really care. Where's Lance?
Poor bastard got himself shot by the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. They'll do that.
And who's this fuckhead butler of yours telling me he took my spot as your star student?
You mean Daryl's son. He is my star student.
But Master, I thought I was your star student.
You were my star student, Kevin. But like the caterpillar that transforms into a butterfly, you have flown the coop.
Yeah. Stop being such a pussy just because I'm better than you.
Daryl, son, close the door. Or, as I sometimes like to do, open the building and the door will remain where it is.
The only thing you're better at is tucking other men in bed.
That was a great tuck job.
All right, everyone, relax and just be. Be who you are. Because this aggression thing, it's stressing me out, man. It's against everything Asian that I think I'm trying, but if I was really trying, I wouldn't be thinking. So you already have me confused. Daryl, God damn it, respect Kevin as your superior. He's already completed all the training you're still going through.
I'll respect him the day he can out-warble me.
That day may be coming quicker than you think, young man.
Enough. One day, you two will learn to respect each other. Today must not be that day. Daryl, why don't you check on Earl's progress with HQ? See if he needs help. And if he does, help him.
You're lucky, Kevin. I was about to out-warble the shit out of you.
Anytime, anywhere.
Don't let him bother you, Kevin. You are above that. He is a gnat on you right now, and he's making you bonkers. You're better than that. He's just young and eager, like a penis. First time seeing a vagina. It wants in there. But is it going to be successful? Probably not. Might nut before the labia. Plus, that ego of his definitely drives him to work hard. One day you'll appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you kicked him out of here. I was about to tuck him in. Shall we get down to business?
Can I interest you in some Maruchan noodle?
No.
How about some oolong tea?
Sure.
I'll just have some of his.
No, get your own.
Actually, I'll have my own. I don't want to share with Taylor.
You know, a lot of people think the British are the masters of tea. Truth is, Japs. Those goddamn Japs. Sneaky with everything, including tea. Sometimes you don't even know it's steeping. So what brings you here, boys? I doubt it was to pick a fight with a 20-year-old.
Taylor got us into some deep shit, Master.
No, Taylor was dragged by Kevin on this trip.
Gentlemen, respect this space of serenity. I'm Zen, goddammit. Don't test me. Kevin, go on.
So Dangerous Danny contacted me about a week ago, saying he had made a major discovery. So we headed out there, only to find out that it was a trap laid by the Discovery Channel, with the help of Dangerous Danny. Long story short, Danny got a TV deal, Lance got shot, and we got away.
What would the Discovery Channel want to do with you?
I don't know, they're just a couple of, you know, Canuck weirdos.
No, they mentioned something about a...
Sorry about that, just wasn't hot enough. If there's not a chance of a blister, just not into it. So what was it they wanted?
It was called... Why do you keep drinking it if it's not hot enough?
No. This is way more serious than I thought.
What? They said I had it.
I'm not sure what it is or why they think you have it, but if they do, this is serious. I first heard about it when I was a scientist at Bluff Creek. Unfortunately, it was classified beyond my security clearance. The fact that they killed Lance doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, me either. Guy had a sick death wish. But before he died, he said that he knew where was.
This makes absolutely no sense. Why would your lowly intern know anything? Has the caterpillar become the snake? Kevin, I hate to tell you this, but your jackalope hole is about to get a lot deeper, my friend.
But Senpai, I don't understand. What are we gonna do?
I hope I trained you good enough, because this might be something that not even I could help with.
Then what do I do?
Let's get you back in the dojo, my friend. Maybe dust off any cobwebs that might be lingering. It's a better way to spend your time while our mechanic Earl works on your HQ. Meanwhile, my courier pigeons have much work to do. I need more information if I'm going to come up with a plan.
All right, well, what should I do?
You're a writer, right? Maybe this is a good opportunity for you to take in what the cryptozoology world is all about. Get your hands dirty. Write. Put the pen to the paper. Just get something down, man. Learn from it. Why do you come here if you've got nothing?
If you say so.
Daryl-san, come back to my quarters. I want you to lead Kevin-san and Taylor-chan through a little crash course in cryptid hunting. Things just got real.
Log. So this is a cult, right? Yeah, I'm definitely in a cult. And I really regret drinking that tea earlier.
Can't believe Lopri's making me train under this ding-dong.
This is new.
What?
I've never seen anybody put training wheels back on.
Oh, suck a turd, Daryl. I'm in some shit your amateur mind couldn't even grasp.
You're about to hurt, Grandpa. I got a hell of a training sesh for you.
Do your worst.
Hold on one second. Set the mood. Ah, that's more like it.
Was this kid's bop? Oh my god, this is so whack. You know what they say about big feet. Dance so long it touched the floor. Scratch me. Bitches knocking at my door. Yes, please. They got fur up in their teeth. You think Kevin is going to train to that trash? Only thing I get hard to is stained, pal. So break the cycle of your bullshit music and give me something tormented.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Forget this. We all know that you can't train me. This horse and pony show, it's over. Now let's cut to the chase. There's a certain score that needs to be settled.
I think we should all just calm down. Remember, Lopat said we could all learn from each other.
Shut up, Tay. I got this.
got what exactly? Do you even know what you're talking about?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That depends. I probably don't think about half the stupid shit that you think about.
Oh, it's on, Kevin.
Oh, Daryl boy. Make my day.
Oh, shit! It's happening! Wobble contest!
Kevin, come on. You don't have to prove anything.
Oh, yeah, he does. He has something to prove to me, to all these students, to Master Lopree, and most importantly, to himself.
Damn it. He's right.
All right. Good luck.
It's still on! Warble! 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 Warble!
Enough! Let me get a better seat.
Hey, Mr. Lopree, I have an extra chair right here.
Thanks, Taylor, but Mr. Lopree was my father. Call me Master.
All right, Kevin. The rules are simple. Whoever could let out the best warble wins. One round, best 2 out of 3.
You want to start?
Ladies first.
Then what are you waiting for?
All right, Daryl starts. On my mark, get set, warble! You see, Taylor, here is where the students antagonize the contestant into completing the strongest warble. Watch as Daryl tries to calm the inner voices to reach maximum warble focus. Shh. Daryl silences the crowd.
Oh!
All right, now, I'm no expert, but that was flawless.
Now Kevin steps up to the plate.
Now I'll be honest, Kevin looks a little surprised. You can tell by how he's forcefully wiping nothing off his shoulder as if he's trying to indicate that he's just brushing it off. A very pathetic attempt at playing it cool, if you ask me.
Shh. Mmm, a strong shh.
Good job, Kevin.
That was pretty good. Looks like this contest is going into overtime.
All right, Kevin. Since you're about to be embarrassed in front of your new boyfriend, I'll let you go first and get it out of the way.
Sudden death!
It all comes down to this. Who will win in the battle of the best warble?
Hard to say. I love Kevin, but I think he might have gotten lucky in the last round. My opinion? Kevin's in over his head.
Yeah, but you can't count out Kevin yet. He is a master of the warble.
Shh.
That was incredible. I felt things in my left testicle that I haven't felt in about 4 months. This has turned out to be a real slobber knocker, and when it comes to slobber knocking, I know it. Let's see if Daryl could follow that.
Shh. Oh! No way!
And there you have it, the winner. And still the warble champion of the ranch, Kevin Weathers!
Dang, that was a great warble.
Thank you, Daryl. I had to dig deep to beat yours, though.
I gotta be honest with you. This whole time, I was just trying to get in your head. The truth is, I've always looked up to you. And as much as I'd hate to admit it, you're my hero, Kevin. It's an honor to warble in your presence.
You'll be a great Krypton hunter soon enough, kid. Like the caterpillar, you must persevere, because one day, I'm going to call upon that butterfly that's inside of you.
You got it, Kevin.
Is that what I sound like?
Kevin, great job.
Oh, much appreciated, Taylor. You should have had more faith in me.
Great job, Kevin. So now that you got all that out of the way, there's someone I want to introduce you to.
Yeah?
Right this way.
Oh, no way! The particle sun returns.
The what?
I want you to meet Earl. He's our mechanic. I was hoping you could give us an update on HQ.
Ah, dude. I forgot to fix it.
What?
Nah, I'm kidding. Well, I did forget at one point, but then I remembered.
So, how is it?
Bro, you're gonna love it. Aside from fixing the axles and changing the tires, I added a bunch of dope crypto shit. Here, hop in.
Thank you, Master. We could take it from here.
All right, Kevin. First of all, I get that this is mostly a man cave, but I felt like this place can use a little sex appeal. So if you flip this switch, neon lights.
Magnificent.
Now, direct your attention to the back of the bus. What do you see?
No way!
That's right, baby. A full-sized iguana tank.
And this helps us how?
Taylor, don't be rude.
Oh, not impressed? Then you'll love this. Bam, 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 bam. I install a bass and an amp in case the long rides get to you and you need to take a walk. Bam, bam, bam. This was more for Lance. Gonna miss riffing with that guy. All right, so imagine this. You're driving down the road way too fast. Either you're being chased or you're just trying to grow some hair on your balls. Either way, you're gonna need the brake at some point. Unfortunately, this vehicle is way too heavy to brake when there's too much momentum. So I added a parachute to the back.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. Something useful.
I love it.
There's a bunch of little things too. Like I restocked your pheromone chip selection. Here. Guess what species each of these are from.
Oh, I'm good at this. All right, let's see. That's deer.
Oh, nice.
Chupacabra.
Whoa, you're on fire.
Shit. I can't tell with this one. It's like I've never smelled this species' pheromones before. Yeah, I give up. What species is this?
Human female.
The most elusive cryptid of them all.
Here, here. Anyway, there's a bunch of other stuff, but I pretty much forgot everything else. You'll figure it out as you go along.
All good, Earl. How you feeling, HQ?
Violated.
Hey, the pigeons just landed. I got a plan. Come meet me in my quarters when you're done here. Thank you, dear sweet pigeon. Here's what I got. This weekend is Crypto Mundo in Las Vegas, the biggest cryptid convention in America. This is where you need to be if you're a legit cryptozoologist. Fortunately, my old friend, the Sandwich Man, is gonna be there. And when I told him what was going on, he jumped on the opportunity to help.
Wait, are you talking about the Sandwich Man? Of the Sandwich Men?
Who are the Sandwich Men?
Oh my God, only my favorite 90s Cryptotronica band. Dude, Taylor, you're a journalist. How are you so out of touch?
The Sandwich Man will know what to do. You get to him, you get to victory.
Fuck yeah.
You'll have to be careful though. I have no doubt that Discovery will be there, since this is the biggest night in cryptozoology.
Roger that.
And Taylor, wake up. You need to document the whole thing in case Kevin doesn't make it. His legacy lies in your hands. Perform your function as journalist.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I think we can handle this, Master.
I know you can handle this. Well, pretty sure. I mean, I don't know. Good luck.
All right, then. Let's ride!
Where have I heard that before?
Come on. It was Nicolas Cage from Gone in 60 Seconds.
That's right. I love that movie. Damn it.
A true cinema tour de force. Right up there with the Mothman prophecies. They should really make a remake of it.
Well, actually, they... Never mind.
All right.
Let's ride!
Next week on Kevin's Cryptids. Still no Dangerous Danny, I'll tell you that much.
Ah, welcome to Castle Sandwich, gentlemen. You and your friend will be posing as the other members of the Sandwich Men. We are going to be Cryptomundo's entertainment.
Oh, yes, what?
Welcome to Cryptomundo, where all your crypto dreams will come true. Tickets, please.
Cryptomundo!
And that is why the human will never know the pain that is to be Sasquatch.
For more info on the episode you just heard, check out kevinscryptids.com. And don't forget to leave us a review, ya bish.